One of our favorite things to do, actually, on Smith Sabatino is to talk to a political analyst and a public relations specialist by the name of Alan Marcus. We've known him for a number of years. He's appeared with us a number of times on radio and also on television when I was working the television market in New York. And Alan, so again, thank you for joining us on Smith Sabatino. What interests you today in the political arena around the country?
Oh, that's easy, and I think Carl will appreciate this also, that things are so bad between the Obama administration and Congress that Congress is now threatening to sue the President of the United States. And they're going to sue him because he's doing exactly what they had asked be done. And that is slow down implementation of the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare. The world is just topsy-turvy, Roland. This is one of the funniest things that I can imagine. To me, this litigation is like something Henry Kissinger once told me, that war is simply the failure of diplomacy. Well, litigation in the corporate world is the failure of negotiation. And you can put that on steroids in terms of Washington.
But didn't Scalia just say some time ago, if in the last couple of months, that this is not an issue that the Supreme Court would even consider because it's between the executive branch? Didn't he not just say that?
I believe so, but he's, you know, first off, and that's appropriate, I think, Carl. And this isn't a constitutional issue. This is, frankly, an implementation issue. But why would Congress, after saying, we want you to slow this down, now they're telling the president, we're going to sue you because you slowed it down, because you're threatening to slow it down. But the real question is, have we reached a point in this country where Congress and the administration can't sit down and work these kinds of issues out? This is not an issue. I'll give you a comparison. This isn't the same as revision to the Second Amendment or gun control. This isn't abortion or pro-choice. You know, those sides are never coming together. This is really, how do you implement, you know, an act of Congress designed to provide health insurance coverage for every American, whether you like of the Affordable Care Act or not. And I'm not sure where I stand on it, frankly, because some parts I think are good and some parts I think are ridiculous. But the fact is that you got to be able to sit down in a room and discuss this. I can't imagine Ronald Reagan having to be sued by Tip O'Neill because of something like this. That's number one. Number two, it's pure politics. It's politics because both sides are using this to raise money. The Obama supporters are saying this is a prelude to impeachment. And the Republicans are saying, you know, this is where we're digging in and we're holding the ground, because frankly, the far right of the Republican Party knows that their base doesn't allow for compromise. The Republican leader of the House lost a primary because there was the suggestion that he might compromise on certain issues to which the far right hold themselves dear.
Do you think that the Congress is a reflection of the mood of the country, or is it the other way around?
I believe that it's sort of like the French Revolution. The great lieutenant in the French Revolution say, there go my people, tell me where they're going so I can lead them.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's brilliant. Oh, who is it, the satirist? And I'm going to get his name. He writes for the Dallas News Times.
Carl Sabatino,
who said that Congress is like an express train that got derailed at some point, but doesn't know it's off the tracks.
Yeah, Carl, that's so right. What they're doing is they're saying, I've got to appeal to my base. I've got to appeal to those people that vote in primaries. To heck with what I'm supposed to be doing here. You know, that's just gone out the window. How are they ever going to, fortunately for the country, we're at a pretty good point in our history because we don't have anything in Washington that works that can react. The stock market's down about 250 points right now. Do you think that Congress or the president could get together on the telephone and say, you know, we should be watching this? They don't even have each other's phone numbers.
And that well, gets, God, I'm sorry, Ron.
No, I was going to say, but isn't that really because of perhaps the default in Argentina, the problems in Gaza, the issues in Ukraine?
Absolutely, of all of that, Rowan. And you and I both know, because I think we've covered implosions of the stock market, that it's never any one thing. Right now, I think it's Venezuela, where they're talking about selling Citgo because they're going to go bankrupt, Argentina, Gaza. You've got the Ukraine. You have all of these things. But what are we fighting about in Washington? Implementation of the Affordable Care Act.
And suing the president.
And suing the president. I mean, and threatening impeachment.
That's extraordinary.
It is.
And I want a quick question.
Carl, I think that we need Herman Cain to come back and mediate this.
Herman Cain, 2016. Well. But I want to ask this one quick question.
By the way, for your listeners, Carl was really touting the Cain candidacy during the last presidential election, and Rowan and I have never let him forget.
That's true. Carl, can you hold your thought there for a second?
No, please,
because I want to get to this is a political year. This
yes,
is an election
is.
Year.
Yes.
And Alan is the expert in all of this. Alan, who are the front runners that are going out there now on the Republican side?
Well, I think that really it's the front runners are all trying to lay back so they don't get out there too early, but for one, and that's Chris Christie of New Jersey, because he's also at the same time he's trying to pick up some support and rebrand himself a little bit, or at least take the tarnish off his brand due to issues that are local here, both some political scandals in New Jersey as well as a pretty bad budget situation. But other than that, I think my dark horse, the guy that I like right now, is Mitch Daniels, the former governor of Indiana and the president of Purdue University. As you and I have discussed in the past, I really think Mitt Romney is in the bullpen warming up. He's tanned, he's rested, and he's ready. And then we always have a Bush. It seems we always have a Bush that's ready to go. But I think that, frankly, I think there's Bush fatigue in the country. I don't think that's going to happen.
You're talking about Jeb Bush, obviously.
Former governor of Florida, Jeb right. Bush. I believe that, let me make the case for Daniels for a moment. He had an extraordinary run as governor in Indiana. Now, Indiana is not exactly a microcosm of the nation, with a large urban centers, except for maybe Gary, Indiana. But he came into a state that was in debt, and he left it whole, balanced the budgets, and never, without any new taxes. He was a former president of Eli Lilly, as I recall, and he really cut spending. But he didn't cut spending in terms of the bone; he cut the fat. And he was smart enough to know that there's some resistance, but that resistance will wear away. He is. What I call a bull moose Republican in the mold of Teddy Roosevelt. He is a fiscal conservative, but socially he's not crazy, much more to the center. I dare say moderate, even though I don't want to upend his chances.
I know, but I'm surprised that you even mentioned Romney in all of this, because Romney was even forced to consider running the last time.
Well, I think that Romney is the most reluctant debutante of the group. But at the same time, he's done it. He may have the taste for it. And polls in the last few days, and I'm sure you and Carl have seen them, say, you know, there's a great deal of buyer's remorse out in the marketplace. If you had the opportunity to vote again for Romney or Obama, who would you vote for? And now Romney wins. I wouldn't put a lot of stock in that.
But that was interesting, though, because I think the pollsters have changed their methodology here. They're going on likely voters rather than registered voters.
Well, and I also think that that's the way you, as I've told every anchor I've ever worked with, you can't go on all voters, because when you have a country that votes less than 50%, how can you base a poll on 100%? What you have to do is look and say, okay, in a four-year presidential election, who votes? And those are the people you have to poll. And that's where you get true numbers. When people say, wait, what a great upset we had tonight, the upset was based on polls that were flawed to begin with.
Alan, closing thought for us, please.
Well, I hope you'll invite me back, but I'm just saying right now, watch Mitch Daniels, and I leave you with this because you're such a great historian, Carl. Dwight Eisenhower did not run for president in 1952 as General Eisenhower. He ran as President Eisenhower, the president of Columbia University.
Very interesting.
And so you're suggesting there's a correlation between Mitch Daniels and Eisenhower.
I believe there is a correlation. They're both very well spoken, pretty quiet. Mitch Daniels, a Princeton man. Eisenhower, of course, was the at that point the most popular person in the world. Daniels is not what you would call a charismatic candidate
yet,
but he is, I believe, probably the most qualified person out there who's being talked about even a little bit.
All right, Alan, I have to say thank you very much because we've come to the end of our time, but thanks for it. Come back again.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.